Hey, Tiger Talk fam. Welcome to our 50th episode of Tiger Talk for Season 4. We did it. We interviewed 50 people in honor of our school's 50th anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
We're your hosts. I'm Sophia. I'm in the 5th grade.
I am Braden, and I'm a 4th grader.
I'm Gabby. I'm also a 4th grader.
We're e-students at John Tyson Elementary School in Springdale, Arkansas.
And this year, our school is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
So we are going to tell you our golden stories. We have invited Tyson Tigers from 1972 through 2022 to join us this season.
Today, we're talking with Mrs. Jennifer Bogart, former Tyson parent and current teacher at JTE.
Welcome, Mrs. Bogart. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be with you. It's fun to be on this side of the desk. I normally sit on the opposite side of my desk and watch you all do your show. And it has been incredible to see that. And I will say that, you know, everybody always says to you, I'm nervous. And what do I say back? Oh, you don't have to be nervous. You're going to be fine, right? Is that what I tell all of them?
Yes.
And so I kind of need somebody to tell me that today because I'm a little bit nervous. Who's going to tell me I'll be fine?
You'll be fine.
Oh, thank you. Well, my name is Jennifer Bogart, and I have been a teacher since 1997. I have a husband, Mr. Bogart, and he is also a teacher, and he is a boys basketball coach in Fayetteville. We have one daughter. Does anybody know her name?
Meredith.
Yes, her name is Meredith, and she is in graduate school in South Carolina, and we're super proud of her because she has joined the best occupation in the world. Do y'all know what she's going to be when she gets out of college?
A teacher,
the best occupation in the world. That's right, because teachers have an impact on every other occupation. So in our family, we believe that teaching is the most important occupation there is.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm not finished. You were just going to go on, weren't you? Mm-hmm. You were. Remember Mr. John Threet, Sophia? You said that was your favorite interview. Who else enjoyed Mr. John Threet's interview?
I did.
Okay. Why did y'all like his interview?
Because he was nice. Mm-hmm. And he asked a lot of questions.
He asked you questions. He really talked back to you, right?
Yes.
He had a conversation. So that's what's happening today. Y'all get ready. Okay, so some of your listeners may know about this commercial from years ago when the teacher is sitting in front of a class of students and they're young, maybe kindergarten, pre-K, and it's a toothpaste commercial. And she says, "What color are my teeth?" And she wants the kids, what color do you think she wants them to say?
White.
White. But you know what they say?
Yellow.
Yeah, they say yellow. And so I'm going to open myself up for an experience that could kind of be like that. So you asked me to tell a little bit about myself. I've told you about my family. I have a husband and a daughter, and I told you that I'm a teacher. And you already said in Sophia's show that I taught kindergarten and third grade, and I'm the East facilitator now, and this year I've become the GT facilitator. But what if I ask you this? Mrs. Bogart likes
Coke.
Ding, ding, ding. Good. I do like Coke. Does anybody else want to chime in there?
Me.
Okay, what?
I like Coke.
You do too, yes. So you all have known me probably 2 or 3 or more years. So you see me drinking Coke, I know. Okay, Mrs. Bogart does not like...
kids that don't listen.
I like those kids, but I want them to listen, right? It's important to be a listener. Mrs. Bogart's favorite
drink is Coke.
Okay, what else? Mrs. Bogart's favorite is
Mrs. Bogart's favorite job is an East facilitator.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. Well, so do you all know that I like to travel?
Yes.
Yes. I have been to 43 out of the 50 states. I was trying to think of things that you all might not know about me. Did y'all know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. How many more states do I need to go to?
7.
Yeah. You think I can do it?
Yes.
I'm old.
No, you're not.
You think I can do it?
Yes.
Okay. I've been to all the Major League Baseball stadiums. You knew that, though, didn't you?
No.
You didn't? Okay. Sophia, you did?
Yes.
What's something you might want to know about me?
What's your favorite animal?
Oh. Do you know about my feelings about animals?
You don't like them?
Not that much, no. I would say a prairie dog. I think they're cute. Okay, go ahead. So you've just said interesting. Do you want to go forward? Want to stop talking about me? Go on with the show.
What is your favorite memory of JTE?
Well, I have a memory as a mom and a memory as a teacher. Can I share both? Do you have enough time for that today?
Yes.
It's the next to last day of school, basically. Do you want to go back to class or are you ready for summer?
I'm ready for summer.
Gabby, what did you just tell me right before we push play on the machine?
I told you that I'm like sad that like the season's about to be over, but at the same time, I'm really excited that school is over.
Yeah, you were ready for summer. Okay, so my favorite memory as a mom. Well, I loved field trips. Did any of you get to go to the pumpkin patch?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. Did any of you get to go to the one-room schoolhouse?
Yes.
What about the bat caves at War Eagle Cavern?
No,
that's a fun field trip. What about field days? Do y'all love field days?
Yes.
Those were so fun. When Meredith was in kindergarten, we had a survivor theme, and every class made a big flag and t-shirts, and it was so fun. And I got to help do that. I was the homeroom mom chairperson for PTA for lots and lots of years, and so it was fun to plan parties for kids. And one of my favorite celebrations that we used to do, we don't do anymore, is the Day of the Child. Have any of you heard of that?
Yes.
What do you know about it, Sophia?
I don't know much, but I've heard of it.
Okay. So the way that we used to celebrate the Day of the Child is El Día de los Niños y los Libros. And so what I just said was the Day of the Child and the books. Is that right, Sophia?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the Day of the Child was a really special celebration in the Hispanic culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it still, or is it kind of a thing of the past? Do you know?
It still is a big thing, yes.
Okay, so the Day of the Child was a day where we honored children at our school, and we had parents write letters to their children, and when I was a kindergarten teacher, we read all of the letters that the parents wrote, and they wrote, you know, like, you're so special and smart, and I love being your parent, and they were the sweetest notes, and every year I could hardly read them. I cried every year. It was just really sweet to realize how much the parents adored their children. And we would have nachos that day, and we would have a piñata, and the kids would get to go outside and hit the piñata and get candy. And then after a few years, oh, I didn't tell you this. When I first started working here, I was the ESL teacher. And so I organized this through ESL. And then when I became the PTA homeroom mom, I just started kind of continuing the tradition. And we turned it into the Day of the Child and the Books celebration. And every child got a bilingual book. So it was in Spanish and English. And that was really a special experience to get to watch all of the kids enjoy that day. And I loved it. And probably another one of my favorite memories as a mom is when Meredith was elected as the student council president. And Sophia is the student council president. So just imagine if your mom was in her classroom and she got to hear over the intercom, and the student council president is Sophia. Can you imagine how proud she would be? Well, I was a kindergarten teacher at the time, and so when the announcement was made, it was so fun to see my kids cheer. I loved it. It was just a really neat and special experience. So then my favorite memory as a teacher, you ready for that one?
Yes.
It has to do with you people. Do you love it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have loved hearing these stories of the traditions and history of our school. Have y'all liked that?
Yes.
And I've loved listening to it with you and watching your faces it's been so cool to see your smiles, and you're in awe of some of the things that people say. And really one of my very favorite things is after the show stops and then the people sit in this chair and they keep talking to you and just hearing how special this school is and how it's impacted their life. And then seeing you grow through the year. When you started out, you know, you kind of had trouble responding, right? You would go, yes, or you would shake your head. And now when people talk to you, you just pop right out there with an answer or a response. And I love that. So, part of that is East, I think, and the East experience where you can become agents of change and where you can grow and learn and be empowered. And I've just been able to see that in your lives. And so that's been one of my very favorite memories as a teacher.
That's an awesome memory.
Thank you.
What is a lesson you learned from the students and staff at JTE that has helped you in life?
So you know Miss Bogart's old, right? We've already talked about this. Gabby?
You're not old.
I have been here with three principals. You've all met Mrs. Malone, and you've heard people talk about her and the impact that she had on this school. And one thing that I learned from Mrs. Malone is the importance of character and the importance of instilling character in students, but also being a woman of character myself. And something that she used to say is, do the right thing even if no one is watching. And I think about that a lot of times when something comes up and I'm like, oh, do I want to do that or not? And I think, yes, I need to do the right thing, even if no one is watching. And then you all got to meet Mr. Sherwood or Dr. Sherwood over Zoom. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Yes. He was awesome. One of the most kind humans on the face of this earth. I mean, he is just super, super kind. And he really turned the focus of our school to celebrating kids and making it all about the kids and being kind to everyone. And he added lots of humor in our school. And so that was fun. He was a really great principal and leader for our school. And then of course, who's our principal now?
Mrs. Pogue.
And she believes in empowering students. And she has given me the opportunity to empower you all through this podcast. Gabby was talking to me about your thoughts about next year's podcast. And you know what? I'm going to say, okay, make it happen, sis. Because Mrs. Pogue has allowed me the opportunity to empower students. I have grown and learned so much about just the abilities that kids have. Like, you all have done 50 podcasts this year. 50. That's amazing. Totally amazing. And when you talked to me about it, can I tell you the truth? I thought, no way. They won't be able to do it. Kids in the past have done about 10, and it's been hard for them to get 10 accomplished. And so I learned a lesson from you all that when you believe in yourself and you work hard, you can do anything. And so that's really been cool for me. The teachers at this school have taught me the importance of high expectations, and no matter what, they believe in their students and believe they can accomplish things, and it is evident. Our school has excellent test scores year after year and incredible students that come out of this school. And then finally, the students, what do we say about readers? Readers are?
Leaders.
Yeah, and so, you know, once again, I'm old, and I have seen lots of kids come through this school, and it's a proven fact that the ones who are actually readers, the ones who read, have gone on to do amazing things in life. And so I have learned those lessons from the staff and students.
That's a fantastic lesson.
Why is JTE special to you?
JTE is special to me because of relationships that I have formed with people who have worked here, who have had students here, and with the students themselves. I have lots of great memories with families and teachers and students that I will treasure for my entire life. That was a short answer. You were expecting me to keep talking, weren't you?
That sounds very special.
Well, it is. Are you going to remember me forever?
Yes.
You are? What are you going to remember about me?
That you like Coke.
Oh, people. What else are you going to remember about me?
That you're an awesome ease facilitator.
Oh, thanks, Soph.
That you're really nice.
Thank you.
That you're, like, really smart.
Oh, thanks, love.
As you know, our school mascot is a tiger. If you were a tiger, what sound would you make?
Okay, I've really practiced hard on this. How did I do?
That was something else.
Okay, do you want me to really do it?
Yes.
Will you all do it with me?
Yes.
Okay, somebody count us down.
Three, two, one.
Roar! Was that extra?
Well done.
Oh, thank you. Let's all say thank you.
Thank you. Our EASE program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know to spread positivity?
Okay, what do you think the most common response is to that question?
Smile.
I'm not going to say smile. Well, how about this? I think that you spread positivity by showing interest in others. So when I think about one of the things that warms my heart and makes me happy is when I'm walking down the hall here and a teacher says, oh, hey, how is Meredith? Or how I saw that Mr. Bogart's basketball team was undefeated. Congratulations. Or, you know, I have been hobbling around the past couple of days because I have a kidney stone. And so they say, oh, how are you feeling? Here's what I've learned about kidney stones and how you can deal with them and help them to not happen again. And so when people show interest in others, I think that that makes them feel valued. So like you all, if I ask you something about your family or your horse or soccer, do you feel like I care about you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a way to spread positivity because in our world, so many people feel like no one cares about them or they're not seen. And when you show interest in someone, you just make them feel valuable. And I think that's important.
That's an awesome way to spread positivity.
Thanks. I want you all to try that. Do you think you can?
Yes.
You have to notice other people.
Okay.
And then show interest in them by asking questions about them.
Okay. I think we can do it.
I think you can too.
Thank you for sharing your golden story with us.
Was it too long?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Should we talk some more?
If you want.
What do you want to talk about?
Pizza.
My favorite kind of pizza is pork sausage. How about you, Brayden?
I like cheese pizza.
Okay.
And pineapple pizza.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Gabby?
I like the meat lover's pizza.
Oh, okay. How about you, Soph?
I like the same thing as Brayden. I like cheese pizza and pineapple on pizza.
Okay. I don't know that I think pineapple belongs on pizza. Do you know that that's a debate that lots of people have?
Yes.
What do you think, Gabby?
I don't think it belongs on pizza.
Okay, so we're two against two here.
Honestly, before I actually tried pineapple on pizza, I always said that it never belonged. But until I actually tried it, when I tried it, I thought it was really good.
Okay. Okay. Well, I've tried it. I think it's just okay.
What about you, Gabby? Have you actually tried it?
No.
Should we get some pineapple pizza and try it as like a end of the year celebration for this Tiger Talk
season? Yes.
Okay. We'll work on that maybe Friday. So you were trying to end this show, but we didn't sing anything. And I think you liked singing with Mr. Three, right?
Yes.
What should we sing?
The ABCs.
Okay, here we go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P. Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z. I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Oh, I loved it. Y'all did great. You were looking at me. Why were you all looking at me?
Because you kept making the sounds of the letters.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you have to add a little flair to it, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Continue.
Once a tiger, always a tiger.
And now it's time for the Tiger Teehee.
The Tiger Teehee is a time when we tell you a joke to make you laugh because laughter fixes everything.
Since you love to dance.
Oh, yeah.
We have a joke about dancing for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Well, yes.
What's an owl's favorite kind of dance?
Do you like it when the people say the answer, or does that make you annoyed?
It doesn't make me annoyed. It makes me want to give them a harder joke.
Oh, uh-huh. And, you know, you all have learned an important skill through the Tiger Teehee. What's the skill you've learned?
A fake laugh.
Let's hear it. Let's hear your best fake laugh, Sophia.
What?
Okay, Gabby, let's hear your best fake laugh. Okay, Brayden.
That's very funny.
Okay, well, that was a real laugh. Okay, so what is the owl's favorite kind of dance?
The hula.
Gabby.
Oh, come on, Gabby.
The hula.
Okay, let me hear that again.
The hula.
What is it, Sophia?
The hula.
What do you think, Brayden?
The hula.
On the count of three, all of you. One, two, three.
The hula.
Ha, 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 ha. Was that a good fake laugh?
No.
Okay, I like that. I like that joke about dancing. Thank you. Very funny.
Up next, we will have summer vacation, and I will be going to middle school.
I'm sad about that. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss all of the teachers and staff members here at JTE, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gabby and Brayden, it's been really fun hosting with you this year. You did a fantastic job.
You really did, friends. It's been impressive.
Thanks, Miss Bogart and Sophia.
You did a great job, too.
Oh, that sounded like robots.
Thanks, Sophia and Miss Bogart. You did a great job, too.
Oh, I love that expression.
Good luck in middle school.
We loved hosting Tiger Talk with you this year.
Okay, let's do one more roar for season four. Would you like to join us, Miss Bogart?
Oh, no, I'm going to listen to you. Thank you for inviting me, but I love to hear you all.
Tiger Talk to you later. Roar!
I love that so much.